New this evening, the FDA has approved Pfizer's COVID vaccine for emergency use in kids ages 12 to 15. But it will still be days before you can start vaccinating your children, your young teens. CBS Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jonathan Lapook joined us earlier with the latest on this vaccination update.
There is an advisory committee to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, that has to meet and give it the official rubber stamp and say it's okay. I've actually spoken to the CDC and I've gotten a very strong indication that it will be given the thumbs up. So that will be on Wednesday. And what's great about this is that the vaccine is already in distribution centers. It's in pharmacies. So as soon as the thumbs up is given by the CDC, people can go get vaccinated.
Does it excite you that tens of millions more people will get the vaccine, or maybe the idea that kids can get it long before they have to head back to school in the fall?
This is another step on the path to getting towards normal. Not totally normal, but sort of whatever the new normal is going to be. Remember that as more and more older people were vaccinated, the infections actually moved down in age group, and they're certainly affecting kids in the younger age group. There was a statistic that showed kids between 11 and 17 accounted for 1.5 million infections in March and April. It's not only that they can get infected, obviously they can get very sick, but even if they don't get very sick, they can infect other people, and especially people who, say, for example, are immunocompromised. They may have gotten the vaccine and didn't get a good immune response, or babies who weren't able to get vaccinated at all.
So we know parents across the Washington area, across the country for that matter, are so happy to be able to do this next. And not to sound ungrateful, but what about even younger kids?
So I said babies, and I should have really said down towards, I think they're going to go down as low as 6 months, but they start going lower and lower. So it's 12 to 15 now. The next group will be, say, 9 to 12, or an age group like that. And then as that gets approved or authorized, it goes lower and lower. And so they start it with the older kids, and then they work their way down. But this was shown to be safe and effective. You know, they had the usual kind of side effects that you get, the mild ones, the redness at the site, maybe a little fever, a little headache that goes away in 1 to 3 days. It was actually 100% effective. Nobody got COVID in the vaccine group. There were 16 who got COVID in the other group, in the placebo group. So this is a safe and effective vaccine. But I know that people are worried about, you know, what about side effects? And has it been out there long enough? You know what? There were 74,000 people in the messenger RNA vaccines between Pfizer and Moderna for the authorization process. And then millions, and now hundreds of millions of people have gotten the vaccine. And remember, you know, there's a good enough monitoring process that in the terms of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they picked up a side effect, a rare side effect that was 1 in a million in women under the age of 50 and 7 in a million in women over the age of 50. So I think the monitoring process is good. It has a great safety profile. And if we're ever going to get back to that new normal, everybody or as many people as possible have got to get vaccinated.
Finally, a question about the older folks. How do you see the vaccine hesitancy effort? That is the effort to get people to stop hesitating and get their shot.
You know, it is going out, it is rolling out, but there's still a considerable number of people who are either vaccine hesitant, meaning, you know, they still have a bunch of questions. And for those people, I think more than talking to them, we got to be listening to them. Why are you hesitant? Today in my office, true story, I spent a half hour talking to one of my patients who was very hesitant to get vaccinated. And I went over exactly the specific reason that he had his hesitancy. I said, here are the actual facts. He said, but I read on the internet. I said, no, here are the actual facts, the true facts. And I think he's going to go get it. The other people aren't necessarily hesitant who haven't gotten it. They just may not have access. And that's why it's so important to have this distributed to communities all over America. Vaccines.gov, write that down, folks. Vaccines.gov. You go to the website, you put in your zip code, and boom, within 6 seconds, you'll have a list of a bunch of pharmacies or other places right near you where you can get vaccinated.
CBS Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jonathan Lapook. President Biden calls the news a promising development in our fight against the virus. He says in a statement, if you're a parent who wants to protect your child or a teenager who is interested in getting vaccinated, today's decision is a step closer to that goal.